It's another word I picked up, and I'm trying to see if other people
know.
How about a spring tooth harrow? Is that That's the reason. That's what some people have called a spring tooth harrow, a G-wiz.
Oh,
G-wiz. Yeah.
Hmm.
And I just wondered.
Never heard that.
Yeah. No. Isn't that interesting?
I never heard that.
Yeah. But y'all would have called it a spring tooth harrow.
Right.
Okay. How about a? Are you familiar with the word buck scraper?
Oh yeah.
What is that? That's a.
Well, that's just a dirt mover.
Okay.
Early dirt mover.
Okay.
And the four horse Fresno.
Four horse Fresno. And that was another kind of dirt?
Yeah, that was a large scrape dirt scraper. It would load up with dirt. They would pull it and it'd hurt up. And then you'd trip what they call the Johnson bar and dump it.
That would let up.
Pull it to where you wanted to dump it.
And that would open it up so it would dump out?
Well, that would throw up so it would catch and roll and dump the dirt where you wanted.
Were there any other kind of harrows that you used besides the spring tooth harrow?
Regular harrow, yeah.
Regular harrow. Was that what you would have called it?
Yeah.
Okay. Are there any other kind of ranching tools that we haven't talked about that y'all use? Things you might have used with branding or dehorning cattle?
Well, they had a dehorning tool, yeah.
Is that, what was it called? Did they have a name?
Just a dehorning tool.
Okay.
That was just a thing that fit over the horn, and then it brought the handles around and it cut the... Okay. But we later on started using dehorning salve that they came out with, that you'd put on the calves when they were born, that would eat the horn out and stop the horn growth.
Mm. How about branding tools? Were there different kinds?
Oh, branding iron, yeah. Running iron.
A running iron?
Which was what the rustlers used to work over other brands. Running iron was just a bent down the end, just a bent too.
Okay.
That you could just more or less draw what you wanted.
Cover up what was already there.
Yeah, or change it to something else.
And what would, you mentioned, this may be a bad thing to ask, you mentioned sheep, and I guess they were used mostly for their wool, is mostly what people raise them for.
Mutton and meat and their wool.
And what did they use to get the wool off with? Was there a name for?
Sheep shears.
Okay. And I'm sure on the farm y'all had something you hit nails in with, like a
driver,
or just, you know, if you were going to nail nails into a side of the house or something, what would you use?
Hammer.
Is that what would you use? Okay. What kind of vehicles did you have on the farm? Did you have any at all to drive? Just to drive around?
Yeah,
and
when I was 2 years old, 1926, Dad purchased an old second-hand Model T.
That's a type of a
Model T.
Is a
Ford.
Kind of, okay. So that's not a truck. It's a.
No, it was a. When he first bought it, it was a touring car. However, he didn't have it no time till he converted it into a pickup. He built a built a box. Cut the touring down and put a box on the back end, which is what they call now a pickup. Converted it.
So I guess a car wasn't much practical use on the ranch, was it?
Right.
Were there other kind of trucks that y'all would have had?
No. And the next vehicle we had was a 1930